Looking for a summer job?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. This morning, President Obama promised that spending from the stimulus package will deliver more than 600,000 jobs this summer. Obama and Vice President Biden will meet with cabinet members today to figure out specifically how to spend that stimulus money. Reporter Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
The president wants agencies to come up with more detailed plans for stimulus spending. He wants to make sure those billions of dollars go into the right contracts and programs to shake up the economy. The whole point of the stimulus was to get people back to work. The new unemployment rate of 9.4% has shown the administration that goal is more elusive than they thought. When they first introduced the plan, they predicted unemployment wouldn't rise above 8%. According to the Congressional Budget Office, only about $25 billion of the $787 billion package has been spent so far. But a lot more money is expected to go out this summer as states meet a July application deadline for federal aid. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
There's a crucial vote today for workers at the Boston Globe. The Globe's biggest union will decide whether to accept an 8.3% wage cut, 5-day unpaid furloughs, and cuts in benefits, including health care, tax-free retirement fund contributions, and pensions. The newspaper's owner, the New York Times Company, says it needs $20 million in annual concessions from Globe unions. Otherwise, the 137-year-old newspaper may have to go away. Voting wrapped up over the weekend for the European Parliament. All 27 EU countries went to the polls. The big winners were the parties of the center-right. That had a lot to do with the economy, as Christopher Wirth reports from London.
Ruling conservatives in Germany and France were the ones that refused to support ever bigger bailouts and increased stimulus spending. They see the victory as support for their handling of the economic crisis. But voter turnout was at a record low of 43% compared to 45% in 2004. Katinka Barish of the Center for European Reform says that helped far-right anti-immigration and Eurosceptic parties. Their supporters, frustrated by rising unemployment, are more likely to show up at the polls.
It is, of course, the case that we're in the middle of a deep economic recession in Europe, that people are, in some countries, extremely dissatisfied with their political establishment, and they really want to show their governments that they want them to protect their jobs and their income.
The biggest casualty may be yet to come. Prime Minister Gordon Brown's Labour Party came in a humiliating third place in the UK. Party members could decide to oust their leader at a meeting later today. In London, this is Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Poor Ireland got its debt rating knocked down again today, second time this year. Standard & Poor's looked at the cost of the government's bank bailout and downgraded Ireland's long-term sovereign credit rating from AA+ down to AA. It also said the country's outlook remains negative. European markets are negative this morning, about 1.5% down. Asian markets lost 0.5%. Wall Street futures are pointing lower, too. The market ended Friday, though, with another positive week. The Dow stands at 8,763. McDonald's reports a 5% increase in May sales in restaurants that have been open at least 13 months. It gives the credit to strong demand in Europe and Asia Pacific. Apple's annual Software Developers Conference begins today in San Francisco, and with it comes the will he or won't he speculation. Will Steve Jobs show up? The Apple CEO has been ill. He's said he'll be out until the end of June. And, of course, it's not like the company can't run without him. In fact, it's been doing quite well lately. But Jobs is seen as Apple's heart and soul. Some analysts are saying a surprise appearance could send the stock price up as much as 5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
This is a big week for health care reform in Congress. Lawmakers are trying to figure out how to cut costs without hurting the quality of care. Well, they might want to look to a hospital in Pennsylvania where some surgeries come with a guarantee. Joel Rose has our story.
At Geisinger's Hospital in Wilkes-Barre, Dr. Joseph Stella talks with the patient who's scheduled for coronary bypass surgery.
You've been off the Plavix now for since I told you last week, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The patient signs a contract promising to do his best to make the surgery a success. For their part, the doctors and nurses at Geisinger pledge that the operation will go smoothly. If it doesn't, and the patient has to be readmitted within 90 days, Geisinger eats the extra cost.
We've taken the costs for the entire hospitalization and rolled it into one packaged price.
Alfred Casal is a thoracic surgeon at Geisinger. He says the hospital introduced its new pricing policy 3 years ago, along with much more rigid standards about when and how to perform surgery. Casal says costs dropped and patients spent 15% less time in the hospital.
Proving that better care does not have to be more expensive care, and many times can actually be more cost-effective and value-based care.
This is a major departure from how billing generally works. Most hospitals get paid by the service, meaning the more operations and tests a patient needs, the more money the hospital stands to make. At Geisinger, the hospital gets paid for performance.
The incentive was to do as good a job as possible and to be rewarded if things go well, and frankly, to have a little bit of a penalty if things don't go as well.
Vice President Ron Paulus says this sort of realignment was relatively easy at Geisinger because many of his doctors are on salary. It might be a lot harder at hospitals where doctors get paid by the operation. But Paulus says this is something the Obama administration will have to grapple with if it wants to control exploding health care costs.
This kind of episode bundled payment, just getting doctors and hospitals to work together along with the payer, is a great thing.
It's worked so well for Geisinger that the hospital has expanded its price guarantee from coronary bypass surgery to nearly a dozen other procedures. In Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
We're helping you understand our financial situation at Marketplace.org. Patty Hirsch is creating characters there on the whiteboard. His latest guy is a seafaring man named Captain Trade. Get it? Cap and Trade, see? It's all at Marketplace.org. Have a good Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.